David Sally is one of the world's most celebrated postmodernist painters. His work is in the permanent collections of the Museum of Modern Art, the Whitney Museum of American Art, Guggenheim Museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Tate Museum, and the National Gallery of Berlin, among many others. He also has a long-standing involvement with performance, and he writes about art. He's a prolific writer about art. His new book is a collection of critical essays entitled How to See, Looking, Talking, and Thinking About Art. David Sally will join me this Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Recital Hall in the Performing Arts Center at the University at Albany for a discussion about his work, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. David, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Give us a sense of, I mentioned the book, which is really fascinating, How to See, Looking, Talking, and Thinking About Art. Do you find it common for an artist, especially an artist of your stature, to want to write about art and to deeply think about what you and others do?
It's not common at all. I can't think of too many other examples. The one principal example who I use as an inspiration in the book was a painter named Fairfield Porter, who was active in the 40s and 50s and 60s. Apart from Fairfield Porter, there are very few painters who would take the time from their own work to sit down and write about other people's work. And I don't know why I do it. I think it's probably some form of procrastination, actually. But it seemed to take on a life of its own. And then I started to experience the writing as a pleasurable / creative endeavor on its own.
Does it help you even clarify and understand the work that you do by looking, examining, and exploring others?
When an artist writes about the work of another artist, of course, he or she will always be looking at that work through the lens of their own work, of their own interests, concerns, obsessions, and their own themes. When you turn that lens onto to the work of another artist, it does help clarify your own, if nothing else, your own shortcomings.
When you look at this art world as a whole, what draws you to someone and their art of wanting to write about it? Of how does that speak to you to a point that you want to explore more?
There are many, many artists whose work I admire enormously who I would not feel compelled to write about simply because, well, for a few reasons. One, because there's such a wealth of critical discourse surrounding their work already that I don't feel compelled to weigh in on it. But the main reason is, the real reason is that I have to have some specific point of view about someone's work apart from just liking it, apart from thinking that it's good or solid or great. It has to be it has to illuminate some problem or some corner of concern about the art world or the art dialogue, so to speak, for me to be able to commit the time that it takes to write about something. In other words, I just have to have something to say. But having something to say is distinct from liking something.
And, I mean, you write about this in the book. I mean, there is a great joy in your writing. You are enjoying this process. This is something that you go into with I think, a real enthusiasm. Is that fair to say?
As I said, the writing became a project in itself. What I found that I was really interested in was in writing core writing. And as everyone knows, especially for the first book, what one writes about is what one knows. So I'm writing about things that I happen to know a fair amount about, but it's the writing as writing which is really my interest.
So this idea of how to see, do you hope that we will come away from reading this work and your observations of of others and have a better understanding that there are really few right or wrong answers in art, but there are some really good questions that you can ask yourself about art.
Yeah, I'm not sure I totally agree with that, but we have one of our cultural assumptions, but maybe bordering on a myth, is that everyone's interpretation of work of art is equal because there's no fixed interpretation. There's no one interpretation which is the correct one. Ergo, everyone's art only means what everyone can make out of it. I'm not sure I totally agree. Of course, interpretation is subjective and fluid, subject to myriad cultural influences. However, I don't think it's the case that there are a million correct interpretations. I think there are a handful. Hopefully, what the book will inspire people to think about is just that. What is an appropriate or apt or useful interpretation as opposed to a programmatic one?
If someone were to write an essay about your work, would you be interested in reading that?
It all depends. It's again. Let's say it was by a trusted colleague.
Somebody.
I'm interested in writing because I'm interested in reading. So I would read something if it were written in a way that would make me want to read it, but not necessarily because it was about me.
Right. I'm just interested in how some of the artists would react to what you have written about their work and their understanding.
Well, I haven't heard from the two or three people about whom I had negative feelings, but I have heard from many of the other people, and the reaction, I think, was pretty okay. People seemed pleased. Not that I would have heard otherwise. I think that as artists, we're all interested in what other artists think about our work, what other artists can make of our work is inherently interesting. In a certain way, other artists are your real audience. So that is true, that we would all want to know what did so-and-so say about our work. But hopefully this, not that there's anything wrong with that, but hopefully the book is doing that on a somewhat more developed plane.
You talked a moment ago about procrastination of the, and writing some of these essays is a form of procrastination. Is it difficult for you to get started in painting?
No, not particularly. I've been doing it quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain challenges of concentration, perception, not necessarily challenges of having the idea, but challenges of execution. And sometimes there are any excuse to put it off is welcome. I think it's a different rate of a head. A painting is very physical. It's something you do with your whole body. It's also mental, but it's really more like playing sports than writing is. I mean, they're both mental, intellectual, and whole personality activities, but sitting at a desk is pretty easy compared to painting.
Well, David Sally will be joining me for a conversation this Thursday, the 23rd of March at 7 o'clock at the Recital Hall in the Performing Arts Center at the University at Albany. You can find out more information on our website. There is a link to the New York State Writers Institute page, wamc.org/roundtable. The name of the new book is How to See. It is published by Norton. David Sally, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and I look forward to our conversation on Thursday night.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, David Sally, 7 o'clock at the Recital Hall in the Performing Arts Center at the University at Albany. You can find out more information by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.